Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早。
The second song that we sang is a song that I love very much.
我们刚才唱的第二首诗呢，是我非常喜欢的一首歌。
Because it says the, it is enough to have the Lord.
因为他的诗歌的意思是说有主就够了。
Because our God is the all-sufficient God.
因为我们的主是丰盛的主。
So if that be the case, there supposedly, we should not have any sort of desire. Many people would think it that way.
如果那是真的话，我们其实应该心里面没有什么太多的追求跟欲望。
But then again, the fact of the matter is, there are many desires in our heart today.
可是实际上，其实我们心里面今天有很多的追求和欲望。
We all want something in life, a degree, a relationship, a car, a house, and so on.
我们在我们生命里面，我们什么都有一些想要的东西，一个学位啊，一个关系啊，车啊，房子啊。
And our desire impacts every area of our life.
我们的追求的东西、心愿都影响我们生命的每一个方面。
Our desire impacts our health.Our relationship to God and also how we spend our time.
我们的心愿跟追求的东西会影响我们的健康啊，我们跟神的关系，跟我们怎么花我们的时间。
So the question is, what is your number one desire?
所以今天我们要问的是，你今天心里面第一个心愿是什么？
Right now, what is your number one desire?
现在你第一个心愿是什么？
And first of all, we all have desire, and there's nothing wrong with this.
其实我们每个人都有自己追求的东西的，是这一在这一方面不是错的。
Because without desire, we couldn't accomplish much in life.
没有心愿跟追求的东西，我们在生命上是不能成就什么的。
And of course, our desire changes, in different stage of life.
那当然，我们的心愿跟我们的追求的东西，在我们生命的不同的阶段会变的。
The desire for a child, the desire for a young man or middle age.Or old men, they're all different.
比如说想有孩子啊，当我们孩子的时候，当我们是青年的时候，跟中年跟壮年的时候都不一样。
Some of our desires are good, and some of them are not so good.
有一些追求的东西是好的，有一些是不是那么好的。
Now there's a Bible verse, that talks about God giving us the desire of our heart.
圣经有一段话说。神怎么去把我们心里面想要的东西给我们
？But this verse is oftentimes misunderstood.
可是这句话在圣经里面常被误解。
Often we just quote the Bible, the promise of God, and we stand on a partial truth.
很多时候我们只是用神的一点点的一部分的神的应许，就用。半真理，我们是依赖在半的真理里面。
And then this morning we would like to take a look at what God's requirement for getting our desire met.
我们今天看神给我们的那些要求，怎么去让我们去得到我们想要的东西。
So let us turn to Psalm chapter 37.
请翻到诗篇三十七章。
Psalm 37, we'll read from verse 1 through 9.
诗篇三十七章，我们读第一节到第九节。
Now, this is a psalm written by King David.
这是大卫的诗。
And I believe that he has written this psalm when he was at his old age.
应该是大卫在他老的时候写的。
So I'll read it once in English, and our brother read it in Chinese.
所以先读一次英文，然后我再读一次中文。
Verse 1. Do not fret because of evil men or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture.Or there's another translation which I like better. Feed on his faithfulness. And verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do it. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn. The justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Verse 7, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret. When men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes, refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil, for evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land.
37章第1节, 不要为作恶的心怀不平, 也不要向那行不义的伸出嫉妒, 因为他们如草快被割下, 又如青菜快要枯干。 你当依靠耶和华而行善, 住在地上, 以他的信实为粮, 又要以耶和华为乐, 他就将你心里所求的赐给你, 当将你的事交托耶和华, 并依靠他, 他就必成全, 他要使你的公义如光发出, 使你的公平明入正午。 你当默然依靠耶和华, 耐心等候他, 不要因那道路通达的, 和那恶谋成就的心怀不平, 当止住你怒气, 离弃愤怒, 不要心怀不平, 以致作恶, 因为作恶的必被剪除, 唯有那等候耶和华的必承受地土。
How do we get our desire met?
我们怎么样可以得到我们的心愿跟追求的东西呢?
Now, the stronger desire we have, the harder we are willing to work to accomplish it.
我们当我们追求的心愿强, 我们会越花越努力的去得到它。
And oftentimes we would even manipulate our way through in order to get what we desire for. Oftentimes the wrong way.
我们有时候都会用一点的手段去得到我们想要得到的东西, 很多时候都是错的手段。
And when we fail to obtain the desire of our heart,
当我们有时候拿不到我们想要的东西的时候,
we are troubled because when we see others are getting what they want in life,
那我们就有一点郁闷, 因为我们看到其他人可以拿到他们的东西。
Now, in this passage that we just read, three times it mentioned the term do not fret.
刚才我们读到的经文有三次说到不要心怀不平。
Verse 1, it says, do not fret because of evildoers.
So, 不要为作恶的心怀不平。
And verse 7, it says, do not fret because of him who prosper in his ways.
Verse 7, 第七节,不要因你当默然依靠耶和华耐心等候他,不要因那道路通达的和那恶谋成就的心怀不平。
And verse 8, it said again, the third time, do not fret, it leads only to evil doing.
还有第八节说,不要心怀不平,以致作恶。
What does it mean to fret?
什么意思是心怀不平呢?
It means, do not fret, it means that you do not get annoyed.
就是说不要很担忧。
Do not get upset or anxious.
不要担心或者。
Why did David say, do not fret three times?
为什么大卫说三次不要心怀不平呢?
The truth is, because we easily fret or are troubled and annoyed in our heart.
因为我们很多时候就很容易就心怀不平或者会担忧。
Especially for the circumstances that we do not like.
特别是我们在我们不喜欢的处境,
we just feel so annoyed about it.
我们就很不高兴。
Isn't this what happened to the elder prodigal son?
难道这就不是这个浪子,大的浪子是发生?
Because when the younger prodigal son came back home, he was fully welcomed by the father.
因为那个小的浪子回到家的时候, 他的爸爸就很接纳他。
And yet the elder son, he was very annoyed by the situation.
然后那个哥哥就很不高兴,郁闷。
He couldn't stand the fact that this younger brother of his, who squandered the property of his father in loose living, and now when he comes back with penniless, And then he was welcomed.
那个哥哥不能接受他弟弟花了他爸全部的钱回到来之后, 还可以得到那么多东西。
We need to examine our desires.
我们要考察一下我们心里面的心愿跟追求的东西。
Our desire not only determine the direction of our life, but it actually reveals our motivation and priority.
我们所追求跟我们的心愿就会 注定我们的生活的方向，还会把我们的那个耐心，把我们的那个耐性那个最显示出来。
Our desire reveal our character, the way we think, how we are motivated, and our purpose in life.
我们的追求的东西会 彰显我们的本性，还有我们想要得到生命得到的东西。
What occupy your mind during the waking moment, or what's keeping you up at night?
当你清醒的时候，是什么东西霸占你的思想呢？还是什么东西让你睡不着觉呢？
Is it not your desire?
难道不是你才想的心愿？
Some have desire, but they're not so concrete.
很多人都有不同的追求的东西跟心愿，可是都不是很固定的。
And their desires are changeable almost every day.
而且每天都会改变的。And
these people, they would never get anywhere in life.
那些人永远都成功不了。If
you are to get anywhere in life,
如果你想成功的话,
you must have a very concrete, strong desire.
你一定要有很固定、很强的追求。
You must know exactly what you want and you're willing to sacrifice for.
你要知道你要什么东西，你愿意去牺牲的。
But the thing is, you can sacrifice for the wrong reason, and after you manipulate your way through and succeeded, you will still feel empty and disappointed.
有时候你可以为了错的东西去牺牲，然后当你用了手段之后，得到你要的东西的时候，你会觉得很虚空。
You know, not only man has desire, God, our God, Almighty, He also has desires.
不只是神，他有自己想的心愿跟追求的东西。
Because in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, it tells us that God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
因为在提摩太前书第二章第四节说， 他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
And many apply this to the initial salvation, but it actually means much more than this.
很多人用这句话是放在那个初心的初景那里，可是这是更多意义的。
Because God's desire in this case is on an ongoing process for His children.
因为神是想他对他的认识，明白真道是一个不停的过程。
And what is God's desire?
神的心愿是什么呢?
His greatest desire is for him to know him and also to know the true value of his son.
神最大的心愿是让你真正的明白他跟真正知道基督的丰盛。
So that we will not be distracted by the vain things of this world.
所以我们不会被世界上虚空的东西去混乱。
So that we will be able to live in the light and the love of Him for eternity.
So we can live in His light and His love.
You know, Paul's desire changed drastically after he met God.
自从保罗认识神以后，他的生命所追求的东西完全改变了。
Before the incidents to the road on the road to Damascus, he desired to be the religious leader of his people.
当他去大马士革之前，他 他的心愿是想当以色列人的宗教的领袖。
But then again, on the road to Damascus, his eyes were open.
当他去大马士革的时候，他的眼睛都发亮了。
And then he discovered that the Jesus whom he persecuted was actually the Son of God.
他就知道原来耶稣基督他所逼迫的是神的儿子。
And as a result, his desire in life changed drastically.
因着那样子，他生命所追求跟的东西，他完全改变了。After
his eyes were open, his desire to know God is so strong.
他认识神之后，他要认识神那个追求那个心是很强的。
And as a result, when he wrote to the brothers and sisters in the church of Corinth,
就是他写给哥林多的弟兄姐妹的时候
he told them that we also have as our desire, whether at home or absent, to be pleasing to God.
这哥林多后书说，所以无论是处在身内离开身外，我们立了志向要得主的喜悦。
So many people would think that while Christians should not have any ambition,
很多人说基督徒不应该有什么野心。
But Paul, he has a great ambition.
保罗有很大的抱负跟野心。
And his ambition is to be pleasing to God.
他是想可以得到神的喜悦。
His ambition is very, very different from many of us.
他的心愿跟追求的东西是跟我们非常不同的。
And his ambition is so great that when he wrote the letter to the brother and sister in Philippi,
他的追求的东西是很大的，当他写给腓立比的弟兄姐妹的时候
Paul said that he wanted to gain Christ.
保罗说他想得到基督。
And in order to gain Christ, he was willing to suffer the loss of all things.
为了得着基督，他愿意放弃一切。
We also know that Moses has a godly desire at his young age.
我们也知道其实摩西也有很属神的追求。
And he refused to be called the sons of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God.
他愿意放弃做法老女儿的儿子，可是他愿意去选跟那个以色列人在一起。
And Moses' desire in this case please God.
摩西的心讨神的喜悦。
Brothers and sisters, when we go through tough time and difficulty in life,
当我们在生命中遇对面困难的时候，
oftentimes we will fret and complain and moan and groan against God.
很多时候我们就心怀不安，担忧，然后对神不满。
You say, why is God making life so difficult for me?
我们会说为什么神让我活得那么惨呢？
Does God want to make my life miserable?
神是想我活得很痛苦吗？
No, if going through hardship is allowed by God,
如果神允许你面对困难的话，
then it must be best for you.
那一定是对你是好的。
It is God's desire to give us the very best.
是神的希望他给我们最好的。
Can you believe that?
相信吗？
For example, when after David was anointed to be the king over Israel,
当大卫被膏的时候，当王的时候，
God allowed him to be persecuted by Saul for many, many years.
神允许扫罗去逼迫他很多年。
And when he would think about his life ever since he was chosen by God to be king,
当大卫想到他，当他被膏当王的时候，
Why would Saul so jealous of him and keep persecuting him?
为什么扫罗一直就那么不喜欢他，一直要逼迫他呢？
But we know from the story of David that his heart's desire was to have God and nothing else.
我们知道大卫的故事，就是他心里面只要有神，就什么都不要。
He desired to trust God.
他渴慕要信靠主。
By the same token, God desires that we trust Him.
就像神想我们去信靠他。
And that we can grow spiritually through our difficulties.
我们可以在灵命上的在困难中生长。
We need to learn to trust God.
我们要懂得怎么去依靠神。
To rely on God.
去依靠神。
But the thing is, one of the last thing many people would like to think of is to know God better.
可是很惨的，就是很多人最后想要的东西就是要去更加认识神。
Now, the question is, are we willing to make our desire consistent with God's desire?
我们愿不愿意去把我们心愿跟追求的东西跟神一样的呢？
Or we want to manipulate our way through and make a mess out of our own life?
或者我们喜欢用一些不同的方法去得到我们想要的东西呢？
Many have already done so in their life.
很多人都已经这样子做了。
How did they do that?
怎么做的呢?
They don't bother to ask if their desire is in tune with God's will for them.
他们想都没有想，他们想要的东西是跟是神想要的。
They just want their desire to be met the way they want it.
他们想要他们的追求跟心，他们的心愿呢，可以得到，就是他们自己想得到的。
Wrong desires can devastate our life.
不好的那些追求是会影响我们的生命。
In 1 Timothy, it tells us, for example, the desire to get rich.
提摩太前书说过那个想要发财的。
Now, those who want to get rich fall into many temptations and a snare, and many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction.
很多贪财的人，他们就很容易陷入那些困境跟那些。Verse 9.
但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑、落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡之中。 We know that prior to this in verse 6, Paul talked about godliness with contentment is indeed great gain.
我们知道之前在第六节说，阴阳紧加上知足的心便是大力了。But
contentment never comes from the possession of external things.
可是知足的心是从来不是从外面的东西可以满足的。
Now it's easy for many Christians to say that, yeah, you know, I have contentment.
是很容易跟很多基督徒很容易的说，哦，我是知足的。
But whether you really have contentment or not, it depends on your shopping habits, for example.
其实你知不知足呢？就是看看你的花钱的那个习惯。
The way you spend your money.
怎么花钱？
How much of a place does shopping and buying have in your life?
买东西的欲望跟花钱到底在你生命里面占什么位置呢？
How does material loss affect you in life?
物质上的损失到底会怎么影响你呢？
Whenever you grieve sadly because of some material loss, such as your investment loss,
很多时候你失去的东西，钱财上失去的东西,
this proves indeed that you are lack of contentment.
如果你在投资上或者物质上的损失不高兴，不满的话，就代表你不满。
Now, of course, material possession in and of themselves do not corrupt us.
当然是那些物质上本身物质的东西是不会腐败我们的。
Paul could abound in material things and still keep it in proper perspective.
保罗可以有那些物质上的东西，可是也可以保持他的中立。
But many Christians use this truth to excuse their lust for material things.
很多基督徒就用这个真理去给他们一个借口，去要，and
the lack of contentment.
就是借口去满足他们的欲望跟他们的知足。
And for those who desire to be rich would fall into many temptations and a snare.
很多想发财的就会进入他们的陷阱。Now,
this desire to get rich is far more dangerous than the riches itself.
爱钱的心比那个钱更危险。Not
only that the poor desire to be rich, but the not so poor also want to be richer.
不只是穷人想致富，连那个有钱还想更有钱。Why?
Because the desire of the for riches tempts our heart away from eternal things.
因为爱钱的心把我们想追求永恒的宝。And
then it ensnares us with a trap few of us can escape.
就把我们锁住在一个陷阱。 陷阱里面，我们很难去逃出来的。
Because oftentimes when you dream of, you know, getting richer or you have more money, so in this case you dream of the next better car, the next bigger house, the next job that can pay more money to you.
我们很多时候想要更好的车、更好的房子、更好的工作。You
know, in my office, among all of my colleagues, they every day they buy the 649. They make a pool and they buy the 649.
在我上班的地方，我的同事他们每一天都会买那个六合彩。
Now I don't know if it is available every day, but they kind of consistently they make a pool and they buy it.
他们一起把全部的钱加在一起，他们就每一天就去买。
I prayed to the Lord that they would not win.
我就向神祷告，让他们不要赢。
You know why?
知道为什么吗？
Because the moment if they win a big jackpot, then I would be without any troop around me.
他们一赢的话，我就没有手下了。
I can't allow that to happen.
我不可以允许那个事情。
And of course, the Lord has been gracious to me, and all these years, I think they have been doing this for, I don't know, 10, 20 years. And so far, they haven't won.
当然是神很恩待我了，我一直祷告，神，他们一直就买了十几年，他们都没有赢过。
The desire to be rich can really only be satisfied in Jesus Christ.
想发财的心只能基督可以满足。
Who can satisfy us with spiritual riches rather than material riches?
基督要满足我们的是属神的属灵的财富。
Everything else falls short.
其他东西都不是财富。
Actually, we can only find contentment when our heart is rooted in eternal things.
我们只能在永恒属灵的丰盛上得到满足。
That we are living with an eternal perspective of things.
我们要看着永恒。
Not just trying to make our earthly life a little bit richer.
我们不只想看着我们在世上的富。
And accordingly, true containment isn't too difficult for those whose real home is in heaven.
对那些以天为家的那些人, 真正的满足是不难得到的。
For these people, they require very little of the world's goods to satisfy them.
对于那些人来说，他们只要需要一点点东西就满足了。
Because they know that their citizenship is that of heaven.
他们知道他们是属天的人。
And that is why Paul reminds all of us.
也是因为这样子，保罗提醒我们。
He said, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we cannot carry anything out. Having food and clothing, with these we shall be content."
就是我们没有带什么东西在这世界里面，我们也不能带走什么东西。有一些有食物、有衣裳，那已经足够了。
And similarly, in Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, it tells us that there is another kind of wrong desire.
在提托书第二章11到12节说到有一个不对的那个心愿。
And it says in there, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust."
因为神 受众人的恩典以显明出来，教训我们除去不经现情的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日。Now,
what grace teaches us?
恩典教我们什么呢？
Grace teaches us to renounce ungodliness and worldly lust.
恩典要我们放弃世界上的欲望。
Not only just to avoid them.
不只是想避免他们。
Denying actually means the renunciation of what the world has to offer to us.
也就是说放弃放下这个世界可以给我们的东西。
Now, in this world where we are often tempted to say yes to the offerings of the world,
这个世界上是什么都是要说好的。
The reality of our faith is a demonstration that we are able to say no to those things.
我们可以彰显我们的信心，就是用我们可以向东西说不，去彰显我们的信心。
By what we are willing to deny of the things of this world.
我们以我们愿意所放弃的东西。
You see, the most difficult thing in the training of the young people is that it is not try to put the right thing in their heart.
去要训练一些年轻人，不是说要把好的怎么样把好的东西放在他们里面。
But rather it is to get the wrong thing out of them.
就是去怎么把那些不好的东西拿出来。
For many young people, it is their desire to achieve too much in life.
很多年轻人来说，他们就是太想做太大的成就，追求太多了。
Not only young people, I think most of us, we are doing this.
不只是年轻人，我想我们每一个人都是那样子。
We are so busy in life, leaving no time for the Lord.
我们就是活得太满了，就没有给神时间。
These days, the job markets are so demanding that if you have a job, your boss would demand you to work 10, 12 hours regularly, every day.
今天我们的工作跟我们的老板要求我们太多东西，很多时候我们都要做12个小时。
When you ask some brothers and sisters, I haven't seen you for a little while, what happened?
我们有时候会问我们跟我们弟兄姐妹问，我们很久没有见到你了，发生什么事了？
They can legitimately tell you that while they are very busy at work.
他们可以很合理的说，我在工作上很忙。
And I can't come to the fellowship.
我说不能来聚会。
Now for these Christians, the devil is able to lure them into many ungodly and worldly lusts.
对于这些基督徒来说，撒旦可以 引诱他们去很多属世的那些追求。
Now, slowly but surely, their hearts are drawn into the worldly affairs.
慢慢的，他们的心就会变得去追求世界上的东西。
Their job, their career, their study, their businesses.
他们的事业啊，他们的工作啊，他们的学习啊。
As a result of all these worldly pursuits,
就是因着这些属世的追求,
their spiritual life before the Lord is watered down to next to nothing.
他们的属灵的生命就减少到差不多是什么都没有。
Now, others may have a very strong desire to get married, even to the wrong person, despite the repeated word, repeated warning of the Lord.
有些人就是为了想结婚，他们愿意去嫁给一个不合适的人。
Wrong desire can really destroy our spiritual life and happiness.
错误的追求会影响我们的属灵的生命跟喜悦。
Now, if your desires are wrong,
如果你所追求的东西是错的,
you won't feel fulfilled when you obtain them.
就算你达到了它，也不会满足的。
Ask yourself this question.
问你自己,
if you get what you want today,
如果你今天可以有了你所要的东西,
will you truly leave you satisfied or empty?
你真的会是满足吗？或者是虚空？
Many people would ask, does God not promise us that seek, you will find, knock, and the door will be open to you?
神不是说过你问的话就会给你，你求的话神都会给你吗？
But God would only give us what is according to His will.
可是神只会把他自己想要的东西给我们。
If you want to quote the Bible, let's quote the complete Bible. Don't take it out of context.
如果你想引用圣经的话，直接用圣经的全部的东西，不要断章取义。
Now, someone would say, I'm not sure if God is for or against this desire.
很多人就说，我不知道到底是神是不喜欢我这个，还是容许我做这个东西。
I made my way through and got it, and that means, can I then say that this is God's desire and God's will for me?
如果我想追求的东西我得到了，我可不可以说是神的意思？
That God agrees to this desire that I pursue?
就是神的意思要我做这个东西呢？
In last Friday night fellowship,
上星期五,
a sister asked this question.
有个姊妹问我这个问题。
She asked, if the Lord give me an open door.
如果神给我一个开了一个门给我的话,
or let me rephrase it. If I find an open door before me,
如果我前面看到一个门机会,
does it mean that this is the will of the Lord for me to walk into that door
难道就是,
that's open?
难道就是神给我的一个机会，是神的意思让我去走进去这个门吗？
We know that the answer to that is not necessarily so.
我们知道那个答案是不一定是神的意思。
Because when, remember Lord, when his herdsmen, they are having difficulty in finding good pasture.
当,
Lord,
当罗德他很难找到那些草很好的草地的时候
And then it seems that God has opened up a door for him.
就看起来好像神给他预备了一个地
And even his uncle told him that look, Lord, you can choose wherever you want first.
就是连亚伯拉罕就跟罗德说你可以选你自己想选的地方
Now this seems to be an open door、as far as Lord is concerned
对于罗德来说这像一个打了开一个大门一样
Can he take this open door as a green light from God?
他可以拿这个一个打开了大门一个机会说是神的给他的意思
If you know the end story of Lord you know that this really is not an open door God provided for him
如果你知道罗德的故事的话你知道这个其实根本就不是神的意思
No you may even use the word of the Lord to believe your way through in pursuing your desire
我们有时候用神的话去说服自己
You convince yourself that this is God's blessing for you, and God is consenting to your desire.
我们也有时候用神的话去说服自己，说这是神给我的，是神的意思。
But you will find that after you get what you want, you still do not feel fulfilled in your life. You still feel empty.
很多时候你得到的时候，你也知道你是。感觉不满足是虚空的。
You will even have a feeling, a sense of being cheated.
你好像有点觉得好像被骗了。
And you have a sense of failure in your heart.
还是很像失败了在你心里面。
And you may even blame God for it.
我们有时候还会怪神。
And you may even say that God, you opened the door for me, and now I'm in such a mess.
很多时候我们说难道神这是你给我的机会为什么我现在是那样子呢
Now the important question is,What are God's requirements for receiving what we desire from Him?
其实神的要求是什么呢?
I think this is the most important question that we need to pay attention to.
这是一个最重要的问题。
Let's take a look at the passage that we just read.
看看我们刚才读过的经文。
Now in verse 4 it says, Delight yourself in the Lord.
第四节说又要以耶和华为乐。
Now,Your desire reveals who you are.
你自己追求的东西是把你自己的性格显出来。
They reflect your motivation, your character, the purpose in life, and your goals in life.
他们彰显你所追求的东西，你的人格，你的希望。
When you find joy in the things of God,
当你得到喜悦在神的东西的时候
In another words, when you delight in the Lord,
就是说当你以神为乐的时候
you can actually let go many selfish desires that you once thought to be important.
我们可以放下我们其实自私的追求。
David, in his example, in his learning, he said that he desired to dwell in the house of the Lord.
大卫说他的心愿是可以住在神的家里面。
Because he said the better is one day in your court than a thousand elsewhere.
因为大卫说过在你的院宅住一日胜于在别处住千日。
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of the wicked.
宁可在我神殿中看门不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。
Why is it that David has such a strong desire for the Lord?
为什么大卫对神有那么大追求的心呢?
Because he discovered, he said that you have shown me the path of life.
因为大卫说过你必将生命的道路指示我。
And in your presence there is fullness of joy.
在你面前有满足的喜乐。
This is the number one requirement of God.In order for us to get our desire, and that is to be delight in the Lord.
这是神要我们第一个要求。
To desire to be with the Lord more than what life has to offer to you.
追求跟神在一起胜过一切。
Is this enough? Is this easy enough for you?
是容易吗?
When your desire is actually in tune with the desire of the Lord, the answer is yes.
当你想要的东西跟神想要的东西是一样的话那是很容易的
But can you still delight in the Lord when you face injustice?
当你面对不公平的事的时候你还可以以神为乐吗
When you are going through hard time
当你面对困难的时候
When things are not going your ways
当你一切都不顺你意的时候
Why would David say in this short passage Do not fret three times.
为什么大卫说三次不要心怀不平?
What is fretting?
什么是心怀不平?
It means that you brought me the wrong way.
就是你把我不爽。
And I don't like it.
我不喜欢。
But God decided that we can still delight in Him even during trials.
神是想我们可以以他为乐，甚至在我们在艰难艰苦的时候。
Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three friends of Daniel.
你记得但以理三个朋友吗?
They were told whenever they hear the music that they have to bow down to the golden image and worship.
他们是要人家是要求他们要听到音乐的时候就要去对那个像。
And of course, they refused and they were brought before the king. And they testified before the king.
他们在王的面前说,
Our God, whom we serve, will deliver us from this fiery furnace.
王啊, 他必救我们脱离你的手。
Yes, and he will deliver us from your hand.
Yeah.
Now, and then, but they then followed and said that, Even if God does not, let it be known to you, O King, that we will not serve your God or worship and bow down to your golden image.
他们向王说,既然不然,王啊,你当知道我们却不侍奉你的神,也不敬拜你所立的金像。
Now this is a very good example of someone who is going through hard time and they stand firm in their trust. Of the Lord.
这是一个非常好的例子, 说他们面对困难的时候,
we have a brother who during the prayer meeting, he oftentimes prayed this, and I think it's wonderful. He said, Lord, make us in such a way that we can bring a smile in your face.
主啊,让我们可以带, 在你脸上带上笑容。
This is the desire of the heart.
这就是神的心意。
When the three friends of Daniel, they testified before the fiery furnace in this way.
当你三个朋友是这样子说的时候,
they indeed did put a smile in God's face.
他们的确让神非常开心。
How do we delight in the Lord?
我们怎么样可以以神为乐呢?
How do we do this?
怎么做呢?
Spend time with God and we need to walk godly.
我们要花时间在神身上,
and we need to ask God, how can we bring Him honor and glory through our daily living?
我们怎么可以在我们日常生活之中给神荣耀?
It means that you take pleasure in following God. In enjoying his presence just like David. Let me ask you this question. What is the opposite to that?
那个相反是什么呢?
The opposite to delighting in the Lord is Sunday questions.
那个相反就是星期天基督徒。
You don't bring God into your everyday life. You don't talk about God among your friends and colleagues. You would only read the Bible when it is convenient. And you would only give a little money just to quiet your own conscience. These people, they are not delight in the Lord. Some Christian, they would think that, well, you know, God has a huge treasure chest of gifts to give us. And these people, they are very self-centered. And they often ask,
他们常问,
what can I get from God?
我可以从神那里拿到什么呢?
The truth is, other than his dear son, God is not too interested in giving gifts so that it will draw us away from Him.
其实神除了他儿子自己,耶稣基督,他其实没有什么太多东西想给我们,会把我们带偏的。God
is interested in us having a relationship with Him and His Son.
神是想我们跟他跟他的儿子有一个好的关系。
In a given day, how much of your thought is on him?
在每一天你思想多少是想到神呢？
Not just simply your desire, your wants, your plans, your goals, and your future.
就不是就是那个不只是那个你的计划你想要的东西你的未来。
If what you think most is what you want,
因为你常想要的东西就是你常想到的是你想要的东西。
And what you want to accomplish in life,
那你想所追求成就的东西。
You are not delightful in God.
那你不是以耶和华为乐的人。
If you think of what God thinks of,
因为你想要想到的东西是神想的东西的。
What God likes, then you are delighted in Him.
如果你想的东西是神想要的东西、喜欢的东西，那你就是以耶和华为乐的人。
Now the second thing is in verse 5a, it says, "Commit your way to the Lord."
在第五节的头一段，他说，当将你的事交托耶和华。
What does it mean by committing yourself to the Lord?
这什么意思呢？要交把你的事交托给耶和华。
There are two meanings.
有两个意思的。
First of all, you acknowledge God's authority over you. And in other words, God has the final say in your life.
第一就是你承认神有主权在你生命里面。
And second of all, you need to know that His plan for your life is the very best.
第二就是你要知道神的计划在你生命里面是最好的。
To commit your way unto the Lord, it actually means to roll the whole burden of life unto the Lord.
依靠交托耶和华，就是把你的一生都要交给他。
Leave with God your present fretfulness.
把你的烦恼给神。
And all your cares in life, you leave it to Him. You commit yourself to Him totally.
你把你所关心的东西全部都给他。
Cast away your anxiety, you resign your will.
你把你自己的意愿、你的烦恼、你的担忧全部都给他。
You submit your judgment, your opinion, and leave everything to the God of all.
你放下你自己的看法、自己的东西，愿意去把全部给神。
How blessed is the man who lives every day in obedience to it.
顺服听从神的人就有福啊。
Many people, they cannot truthfully commit their life to God.
很多人就不能真正的把自己的生命交给神。
They only pay lip service.
他们只是用嘴说说话就算了。
Why do you oftentimes feel tired and weary in your life?
为什么我们在生命里面我们常觉得很累、很郁闷呢？
The reason is because you have not been committing your ways to the Lord.
就是因为我们没有把我们的一生交给神。
I oftentimes remember that there was a fellow who had a very big burden and he's going uphill.
我很多时候就记得有一个人，他是有一个很大的负担。Going uphill, 上山。
And then there was a truck passed by and the truck driver was so nice. Why don't you...Come to my truck. I'll take you up there.
然后旁边
with your burdens, with your load.
然后旁边就有一个车经过，他说：“不如你就上我的车吧，我可以把你带上去。”
And this person was so thankful, so he got onto the truck.
然后那个人就上了车。
But then again, the problem is, while he was in his truck, he was still carrying that load on him.
那问题就是他上了车，他还把他背的东西呢，就还在背上他身上。
That is why that person is oftentimes tired and weary.
为什么那个人是那么累，那么辛苦？
Because in this case, in this example, he is only paying lip service when he said he commit himself to God.
因为在这一个在这里状况，他是只是用嘴说哦，我愿意上车。
We need to ask God to reveal the things that prevent us from committing ourselves to Him.
我们要问神，到底是什么东西让我们避免我们。完全信靠神。
The rich young ruler, he had an intense desire to follow the Lord.
圣经里面那个年轻的财主，他对神有个很强烈的追求。
But we know that he couldn't let go of his wealth.
我们知道他愿意放下不了他的财富。
It's just like the man who's carrying his burden. He wouldn't let that load to go off.
就像我刚才说那个人，他
His wealth, his desire to keep it prevent him from becoming a disciple of Jesus.
那个年轻的茶主,
the same can be true for us.
换句话说对我们来说,
we can allow our selfish desire, our so-called goal in life, to prevent us from living for Jesus.
去影响到我们为主而活,
we need to learn to be steadfast in our devotion to God.
我们要怎么去坚定地去追求神,
ask Him to reveal anything in our life that is not in tune with His will. The third requirement is in 5b. It says, trust in Him and He will do it.
第三个要求就是在第五节的尾段, 就是说, 并信靠他,
unless you trust Him, you won't commit your life to Him, isn't it?
除非你依靠他, 你就不会把你生命交给他,
for a marriage to work, you trust your partner.
如果要一个婚姻好的话, 你一定要信你的另一半。
Now, if you trust God, you are willing to obey Him.
如果你信靠他的话,
if you do not trust God, you cannot obey Him.
你不信靠他的话,
but the promise in here is trust in Him and God will do it.
圣经里面说就是你要信靠他,
our destiny shall be joyfully accomplished if we confidently entrust all of us to the Lord.
我们的命运是会非常的好的如果我们愿意完全的相信主。
And that is why in the first song that we just sang,
就是因为这个原因, 我们刚才唱的第一首诗歌,
and stanza one, it says, Thy way, not my, O Lord, whatever, however dark it be.
第一节就是说, 求你拣选我的道路, 我主, 为我拣选。
O lead me by Thy right hand, choose out the path for me.
我无自己的羡慕,
now I like stanza 2 very much. Smooth let it be or rough, it will be still the best.
不问平坦与崎岖,
winding or straight, it matters not. It leads me to the rest.
你解,
now I dare not choose my Lord, I would not if I might.
我是不敢自作主, 你许, 你许,
I hope that this is what Lord, Abraham's nephew, would have said.
我希望这是罗德应该讲的东西。
Even though there was this open door, he said that, no, I don't want to choose it. Lord, you choose it for me.
虽然前面有这样子一个机会, 可是他应该说主啊, 我不要选。
And this is how Abraham, the spiritual man, has done, isn't he?
这就是亚伯拉罕他平常所做的。
If God does not answer your prayer,
如果神不听你的祷告的话,
trust God that He has a good reason that you may not have it at this time.
要相信神,他是有他的原因, 他没有给你。
Remember what we said, when you manipulate and work hard for the wrong desire, you will not enjoy them.
既然我们刚才说了, 如果你自己用不同的手段, 一些手段去达到你想要的错的追求的东西的话, 你就不会太开心。
Do you want God's best or you just want your own way?
你想要神给你最好的东西, 还是你要你自己的东西呢?
And then use the Bible scripture to support your cost of action?
然后你就会有时候用圣经里面一些经文去
God will not honor your desire.
神是不会喜欢你的，不会听从你的那个错的追求。
Those selfish desire, God will not answer.
自私的心跟自私的追求是神不会听的。
Trust in the Lord and He will do it.
信靠神他就会做。
And the fourth point is in verse 7a.
第四点就是在第七节的 手段.
Be still before the Lord, trust, rest in the Lord.
你当默然依靠耶和华, 耐心等候他。
Now, resting is opposite to fretting.
resting 耐心等候，他就是不是心怀不安。
You cannot fret and rest at the same time, can you?
你不能同一时间又担忧，还有又休息。
Now, because they oppose each other.
因为他们两个是相反的。
What is the meaning of resting in the Lord?
什么是在主里面可以有安息呢？
It means that you cease from your struggle.
就是你停止挣扎。
You rest from your labor.
你就安息着。
Fully depend on Him to show you if your desire is wrong.
完全信靠他，让他告诉你的追求是不是错的。
Now the more intense the desire you have, the more you are prone to fret.
你越强烈的追求这心愿的话，你就越容易会心怀不安。
Is Christ at the center, at the throne of your life?
基督是不是你的心里面的第一位？
Has God taken center stage in your heart?
神是不是坐在你的宝座上面呢？
If He is, then you would have a restful heart.
如果神是正在坐在你的宝座上面，你就会有安息。
You can then adore God's way in faith, deep rest.
你就可以完完全全的可以在主里面得到好的安息。
The fifth point is in 7b, wait patiently for him.
第五点就是在第七节的尾段，就是说要等候他。
Waiting says, I am trusting in you, Lord.
等候的意思就是说我信靠你主。
It is always better to wait for God.
等候神是永远是最好的。
Waiting patiently actually means to lay down your own attempt to get what you want.
耐心的等候主就是不要尝试去用自己的能力去得到自己想要的。
The problem is this generation is called the now generation.
问题是我们活在这个时代，就是现在的时代。
Everything we want is instantaneous.
我们要什么东西都现在就要。
Instant coffee, instant noodle, instant this and that and so on.
马上可以喝的那些咖啡啊，马上可以用的东西啊。
Some sister can't even wait for the right lifetime partner.
有一些姊妹连等都不等，不能再等一个好的另一半。
The question is, why would God want us to wait?
为什么神要我们等候呢？
Because God wants us to grow up.
因为神要我们去成长。
Waiting allows us to give us the time to re-examine our desire and motive.
等候的时间要我们有时间去看我们自己心里面的那个心愿,
to see if our desire is in tune with the desire of the Lord.
等候是让我们知道，我们看我们心里面的要追求的东西是不是神要的。
Oftentimes, it is the period of waiting that allows God to refine the areas of our life.
很多时候就是要等候的时间，是让神去打磨我们心里面的追求。
So that we can readjust our desire to that of God.
所以我们可以跟神和那个心意合一。
So we need to examine our attitude toward our parents, our siblings, our boss, and so on and so forth.
所以我们要考察一下自己，我们对我们家人的关系啊，我们的配偶啊，我们的孩子，是不是对的？
God knows when would it be the best time for us to have our desire met.
神知道哪一个时候是最好去满足，去成就我们想要的东西。
Our desire sometimes might be right, but the timing for obtaining it might be wrong.
有时候我们所追求的东西是对的，只不过那个时间是不对的。
Now, David, in his example, he had the opportunity to kill Paul, to kill Saul at least two times.
很多时记得那个大卫有两次机会可以杀掉扫罗。
And when, if he did that, he would end his misery.
如果他杀了扫罗的话，用那两次的机会，他就会把全部的那些麻烦都没有了。
And then he will become king of Israel.
他就会马上当王了。
But David is a very wise person.
大卫是非常聪明的人。
He doesn't want to use his hands to push this thing.
他不想用自己的方法。
He wants to wait patiently before the Lord and let God put him onto the throne.
他慢慢的等候神，让神把他带上宝座上。
If we get our desire prematurely,
如果我们过早得到我们想要的东西,
it will end up ruining it.
会影响，会害到我们。
Are you willing to say, God, I'll take what you want to give me and when you want to give it to me?
我们愿不愿意跟神说，主啊，我愿意拿你给我的东西，我也愿意把你给我的东西还你。
Do not feel annoyed because of him who prosper in his way.
不要
Do not feel annoyed when you know you see other people prosper.
看到人家好的时候，不要觉得。
When you see your friends carrying out their wicked schemes,
当你看到你一些朋友用不择手段的时候,
do not feel upset.
不要不高兴.
There is no good and much evil in worrying in our heart about the present success of the ungodly.
担忧在不爱神不是神的人的面前的话是不好的.
Never allow a question to be raised in your heart about the righteousness and the faithfulness of God.
不要就怀疑神的义跟神的好。
When you look at the success of your ungodly friend,
当你看你身边那些不是基督徒的朋友,
treat those matters with indifference.
就不要就冷漠地看就算了。
The question is, what if the wicked device succeed and your own plan fail?
可是你在想，当我那个不义的方法可以的话，是你自己的方法就
No. What if the wicked people their device succeed and your plan fail?
就你看到那些不义的人，他们就成功了，可是你自己就不成功了。Now
there is more of the love of God in your defeat than in the successes of the ungodly.
你虽然你不成功了，是神的爱在你里面是胜过那些。
Now, the sixth point is in verse 8. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath.
第六点是在第八节，就是说， 不要心怀不平，当止住怒气，离弃愤怒，不要心怀不平。
Why would you be angry?
为什么你要愤怒呢?
Oftentimes you're angry because you are angry at the arrangement of God's providence to you.
我们时候就是不高兴，就是因为我们不喜欢神的安排。
You are angry at the temporary pleasure of those who will soon be banished from all comfort.
我们就是嫉妒那些其他那些人。
Anger is madness.
愤怒是不好的。
And since anger will try to keep us company,
因为很多时候愤怒就在我们身边,
we must decide to ignore it.
我们一定要冷视它。
Do not fret, because it will only lead us to evil doing.
不要心怀不平，以致作恶。
Under no circumstances should we be led into murmuring disposition.
我们不要不高兴，不要埋怨。
Because it will end up leading us to sin.
因为那样子的话会让我们在罪的边缘。
And then finally,
最后,
we need to ask God to make us sensitive to His voice.
我们要对主的话有多一点的。
David says the steps of a man is established by the Lord and he delights in his way. God will direct and guide them.
神会带领他们,
but how can we be more sensitive to God's voice?
我们怎么样可以对神的话也更加知觉呢?
That can be another message, but I'll just wrap this up in two words.
这是另外一个信息，可是我想把这个赶快讲，用两个字讲完。
That two words is through obedience.
那两个字就是顺服。
The more you obey the voice of the Lord, the more sensitive you become.
你越顺服的话，你就越可以自觉。
The more you resist the voice of the Lord, the more insensitive you become.
你越不顺服的话，你就越不能自觉神的话。
So in closing, for those who are willing to wait patiently, get the very best of God.
最后那些 愿意耐心等候的人，最后是得到最好的。
Ask yourself, am I manipulating, murmuring, arguing, and complaining, or am I willing to say no to my threatening?
你问一下你自己，你是不是愿意去埋怨、不高兴，愿意去怨，或者是愿意去对那个忧虑去说不呢？
Simply learn to rest in God and see how He works.
愿意去在神里面的安息呢，也看神的工作呢。
And be wise enough to let God give you what He wants to give you and when He wants to give you.
你会聪明到可以让神给你什么他想给你的东西，还有哪时候给你的东西呢？
And if you do this, you will never regret it in your life.
如果你那样子说的话，你就不会后悔。
So just quickly, the first one is delight yourself in the Lord.
第一就是要以耶和华为乐。
Commit your ways to the Lord. Second.
第二就是要把 当将你的事交托耶和华。
Third, trust in Him, and He will do it.
第三，就是要信靠他，然后神会做的。
And be still in the Lord. The fourth point.
第四，就是说要耐心等候他。
The fifth point, wait patiently for God.
第五个就是说要等候他。
And the sixth point is refrain from anger and turn from your wrath.
最后一个就是不要愤怒，不要愤怒。
And then finally, you need to learn to be sensitive to the voice of God.
那最后我们要自觉，要细心的听到神的话。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
我们现在祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to lift up these words to you.
亲爱的天父，我们愿意把这个话给你。
We pray that through the working of the Holy Spirit, somehow you will speak to our hearts.
我们祷告，借着圣灵的工作，你可以对我们说话。
Give us a sensitive heart.
给我们一个知觉的心。
Give us a willingness in our spirit that we want to yield to you.
让我们心里面有一个追求，我们可以愿意顺服你。
Give us a desire that we delight in you.
给我们一个心，我们可以以你为乐。
Bless all of those who come before you this morning.
求主祝福今天每一个早上人。
In your precious name we pray.
奉耶稣的名，Amen.